This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about a kids' camp that's going to be coming up with Grace Point Evangelical Free Church. And I have with me the Children's Ministry Director, Minnie Davis. And Minnie, it's good to have you on the program. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Dale. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you with us. This is going to be something that really is going to keep kids busy and active at the same time and giving them something to do with the kids' camp. So when is this going to be happening, Mindy?
Kids' camp is going to be happening the week of June 22nd. It's a Monday through Friday from 5:45 until 8:30.
All right. And there's something special added in there with this too, right, Mindy?
Yeah, it is. This year we are just making it easier on kids and parents. We're having free dinner for all the campers starting right at 5:45.
All right. That's excellent. Now with the kids' camp, what type of things can they expect and the kids can expect as well as the parents then, Mindy?
Yes. Well, the kids can look forward to just a fun time of meeting new and old friends. We'll have crafts, singing, lots of really high energy games. If it's hot out, we will definitely be doing some water games. And we'll do some Bible lessons. It'll be a great time.
Absolutely. Now, do they have to just belong to Grace Point to be able to come?
That's a great question. I have had a couple people message me that same question. And this is for anybody in the community, as long as they're the right age, ages 3 through those that just completed kindergarten. We're happy to have kids that go to our church, maybe other churches, maybe don't have a church home. It doesn't matter. We're just looking forward to meeting some new friends this summer.
Absolutely, yeah. So we should mention about where Grace Point Church is located at. It's real easy to find, isn't it, Mindy?
Yes, it's easy to find Grace Point and just head straight north out of Adrian, like you're going to the new hospital, and yeah. It'll be on the west side of the road there on 52 before you get to the hospital.
Easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you got a nice big sign out in front, too.
Yes.
Do they need to register it beforehand?
It would be really helpful if they register online beforehand. That will help us plan for dinners and coordinating with all of our volunteers. Our online registration will be open through Sunday afternoon. And if you do not register online by then, you can still come and sign up in person on Monday. That's totally fine.
Okay, good. Well, if someone is bringing their child, and let's say they live in Blissfield or maybe in Morenci or something, can the parents drop them off? The kids drop them off there?
Yeah, they drop them off. We have we do ask that parents do drop off the kids. They're not going to like go around to all the stations with the kids. It is a drop-off program because all of our volunteers have gone through training. They have gone through having a background check so that it's a secure environment. But we do have a place that parents can hang out if they, don't want to drive back home or maybe they don't have any errands that night. We'll have a place set up in the shade where parents can hang out if they would like to.
Well, that's a great idea. Yeah. So they'd be able to stay right there and be able to, when the camp is over with for the day, take them on home.
Yes.
But, it's a nice thing that going back to the fact that you'll be having a dinner just before the actual camp gets started.
Mm-hmm.
What a great way for parents like saying, oh, gosh, I can go and get the kids there. But, I got to get them something to eat first.
Right. It's a big rush a lot of times from like work to pick up the kids and get them there. So we're really thrilled that just the whole church family has stepped up to volunteer to donate food and donate their time to make some really like kid-friendly meals.
Sure.
For the campers all week long.
The one thing you alluded to when you talked about the volunteers that they were going through the training and everything, the background checks, that's, I think, the one thing that you want to emphasize, that this is a safe place for the kids to come, right, Mindy?
Yes, it is. We have a lot of, we value safety. I mean, that's something that everyone is seeing the need to value, and we definitely do in our kids program at Grace Point. We have a lot of safety policies that include some accountability that adults are never alone with children, the background checks and such. So we just want to make it a positive experience for everyone. And, like, people's kids are their most you know,
precious commodities.
Yes. So we wanted to take the best care of them that we can.
Well, being the children's ministry director, I'm sure you went into really a great depth in planning for this whole time, didn't you, Mindy?
Yes, we have been planning. I usually try to make myself wait until January to begin the planning. Otherwise, I could work on it all year. So yeah, we've been working on it since January, and we have over 100 volunteers signed up to help. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, we already have over 200 kids registered, and we're, you know, we have plans for more. So we're happy to have any last minute registrations. It's great.
You know, I think that shows a good thing right there when you said you have about 200 kids already registered, Mindy. Mm-hmm. And that shows what a great program that you have there at Grace Point.
We see a lot of kids come back year to year, and we'd love to help more kids feel, like, excited to come.
Yeah, exactly. And like you mentioned earlier, is that not only can they reestablish connections with friends, but also make new friends through this, too.
Yes, and they might see kids they know from school, or they might meet an adult that they just really feel comfortable with. It's just great fun.
That's right. Okay. So the camp is going to be when again?
The camp is going to be June 22nd through the 26th, and it starts at 5:45, so they can make sure they get their dinner, and it goes until 8:30. Now, on Friday of kids' camp, it's not a regular drop-off night. It's actually a family party on Friday. So parents are encouraged, or grandparents, or whoever's bringing them. It's a time to stay.
Yeah.
We're not going to be supervising your kids. You're going to stay. And we have dinner, hot dogs for everybody, inflatables, some carnival games. It's just a fun family.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, the one thing we haven't mentioned yet, and I'm sure it will be on people's minds as they're listening to this, is there a fee for this?
That's a really great question. No, this is a free event, and we're thrilled to be able to offer this as a free event for kids just to enjoy and not to put any stress on families.
That's right. Exactly. That's going to be so awesome. And once again, Grace Point Church is located at
4612 North Adrian Highway.
Okay. If they'd like to find out more information in the meantime, and they didn't catch maybe the entire conversation, is there a way for them to be able to do that, Mindy?
Yes. If you go to events.gracepointefc.org, you can see the place to click on Kids Camp and read about it, and you can register there.
Okay. The website one more time.
events.gracepointefc.org.
Excellent, excellent. Well, here's to another successful year of Kids Camp there at Grace Point.
Oh, thank you so much. We're praying it'll be a great time.
And some good weather, too.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. After the hot spell we've been having, we're looking forward to a little bit of a, you know, lesser heat for us.
Yeah, something in the middle, but I won't be too picky. I just hope it doesn't have too much rain.
That's right. We need the rain, but not too much, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and I totally get that, too. Mindy Davis, who's the Children's Ministry Director at Grace Point Church for their kids camp. Thank you so much for coming into the program.
Yeah, thank you, Dale. Thank you very much.
Really appreciate it. And again, much success on the kids camp.
Thank you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.